भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर 18 परीक्षित कष्ट बाय ब्राह्मण बॉय टेक्स्ट 44 ताद अद्या ना पापम उपैति अनन्यम जन नष्ट नास्थस्य बशोर विलुम्पकात् परस्परम् घ्नन्ति शपन्ति बृञ्जते पशून् स्त्रियो अर्थान् पुरु दस्यवो जनः तदद्य न पापम् उपैतन नरम् तदद्य न पापम् उपैति अनन्यम् जन्नष्टनाथस्य वशोर्विलम्पका परस्परं घ्नन्ति शपन्ति वृञ्जते पशून् स्त्रियोर्थान् पुरुदस्य भोजना तदद्य न पापम् उपैति अनन्यम् जन्नष्टनाथस्य वशोर्विलम्पका परस्परं घ्नन्ति शपन्ति वृञ्जते पशून् स्त्रियोर्थान् पुरुदस्य भोजना तदद्य न पापम् उपैति अनन्यम् जन्नष्टनाथस्य वशोर्विलम्पका परस्परं घ्नन्ति शपन्ति वृञ्जते पशून् स्त्रियोर्थान् पुरुदस्य भोजना अद्य फ्रॉम दिस डे ना अपॉन अस पापम reaction of sin upaiti will overtake ananvayam disruption yat because nashta abolished nathasya of the monarch baso of wealth bilumpakat being plundered parasparam between one another gnanti will kill shapanti will do harm brinjati will steal poshun animals striyaha women arthan riches puru greatly dasyava thieves, janaha, the mass of people. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. due to the termination of the monarchical regime and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen, and for all these sins we shall be responsible. Please repeat after me. Due to the termination of the monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruption. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen, and for all these sins we shall be responsible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word naha, we, is very significant in this verse. The sage rightly takes the responsibility of the brahmanas as a community for killing monarchical government and thus giving an opportunity to the so-called democrats, who are generally plunderers of the wealth of the state subjects. The so-called democrats capture the administrative machine without assuming responsibility for the prosperous condition of the citizens. Everyone captures the post for personal gratification, and thus, instead of one king, a number of irresponsible kings grow up to tax the citizens. It is foretold herein that in the absence of good monarchical government, everyone will be the cause of disturbance for others by plundering riches, animals, women, etc. Tadadya na papam upoiti ananmayam jannashtanathasya basor bilampakat parashparam gnanti shapanti vrinjate Poshun Striyarthan Purudasyavo Janaha. Due to the termination of the monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen. And for all these sins, we shall be responsible. Who is saying this? Shamik Rishi telling his son for cursing Maharaj Parikshit that he would be dead in 7 days' time, being bitten by the celestial serpent Takshak. Shamik Rishi, we can see, was a Trikala Darshi. He was a Trikalagya. He could see the time in three aspects. These sages of the past, they used to have the ability to see time in these three aspects. They could see time not only in present. Ordinary people, we see time only the present. And we can remember some of the past, but we do not have any notion, any knowledge of the future. But the Trikalagyas, they could see time in these three aspects: past, present, and future. Although these incidents took place about 5,000 years ago, but Shamik Rishi could see what would happen 5,000 years after. What is happening today, Shamik Rishi could see that. He could see that how because of the absence of a qualified monarch, qualified king, the thieves and rogues will seize the power. They will take the power and they'll plunder their citizens. In the name of ruling, and Prabhupada is elaborating, Prabhupada is very clearly pointing out here, as we discussed yesterday, that Prabhupada very clearly indicated that how evil the democratic system is. Democracy is the greatest evil. That by the popular vote, people will come to power, and what they will do? They'll simply plunder people, exploit people. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen, and for all these sins we shall be responsible. We means the Brahmanas. It's the Brahmanas who have to take the responsibility because of cursing Parikshit Maharaj. And in this way, Kali entered. Kali's strategy is completely opposite to Krishna conscious strategies. The laws that Krishna established, Kali just do the opposite. Krishna establishes dharma, Kali establishes adharma. Krishna establishes varnashram, chatur varnang maya srishta, but Kali establishes democracy and communism. Varnashram system is the perfect system, but unfortunately, due to the influence of the age of Kali, the Varnashram system has been destroyed. And as a result of that, there is total chaos in this world today. Everywhere there is total chaos. Why chaos? Because there is no law and order. Crime and punishment must go hand in hand. When somebody commits a crime, he must be punished. But if crime is not punished, then criminals will flourish. People will be induced to commit crime. When there is punishment, people will be afraid to commit crime. The punishments used to be very severe. But nowadays, in the name of democracy, in the name of liberalism, what is happening? The punishment is being demolished practically. Recently I saw in South Africa, after they got independence, the system has started that people should not be punished. And the crime has gone up. So much so that two, three years back, I saw one statistic that every half an hour a car is hijacked in Johannesburg City. Every half an hour one car is hijacked. Hijack means they steal car. And they not only just steal the car, they shoot the driver. They kill the driver to steal the car. We know of one incident, one daughter of one of our congregation members. She was in Port Elizabeth. she was a nurse there. One morning, when she was about to just getting ready to go to work, one person came, raped her in her own room, then tied her up in the bed and lit the bed in fire and killed her. And then after a few hours, the person was caught, but then he was let out on bail of only 1,000 rands. 1,000 rands means 6,000 rupees. On a bail for 6,000 rupees, he was let out. People, this is how, when there is no punishment, crime will increase. People will commit crime thinking that, well, there is no punishment, why should I worry? I can just do anything. There is a big hue and cry now that to establish death sentence, death penalty. But there is a big opposition. People can kill people, but they won't be sentenced to death. And also, the crime has another problem is that so many people are being arrested that the prison houses have become full. So they have another problem. They can't keep them in the prison because there are so many criminals. But if there is strict punishment, then these things won't happen. I remember one journalist was writing about his visit to Afghanistan. An English journalist, he wrote about his journey, his visit to Afghanistan. And his guide was his friend actually. He was showing him around. And in course of their discussions, he told that the punishment is very strict in that country for stealing. For anything, but for stealing, if somebody steals, his right hand is chopped off. That's the punishment. And his reaction was, oh, it's so cruel. Just for stealing, the right hand is chopped off. And right hand chopped off means, this is a hand, even in the Middle East countries, they eat with right hand. They never eat with their left hand. Left hand is meant for dirty work. Eating is not only done with right hand. So chopping off the right hand means it's a very, very difficult situation. Not only he loses his hand, practically he such a degraded condition that he has to eat with his left hand, which is a very shameful act. Anyway, so the Englishman's reaction was, oh, it's so cruel. But his friend responded, so far you have been in this country, did you see any person without a right hand? Did you see anybody whose right hand is missing? And he remembered, no, I haven't seen a single person with his right hand chopped off. He said, that's the thing. When the punishment is so severe, people will not commit crime. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai. But now in democracy, there is no punishment. And even if there is punishment, there is always appeal system, and it will go on for years together. For years and years together, the court case will go on. And the person, although he committed crime, he will not be punished. So Vedic system is that crime and punishment. You commit a crime, you'll be punished. Then what happens? Not only that person learns that he should not commit crime, others also learn by seeing that. If I do it, that's what will happen to me. It seems that it's cruel, such severe punishment system. But for the benefit of the society, that is necessary. And that was the case even a few hundred years back, not only in India, in all over the world. In England, if the policy was, if anybody committed any crime, even for raping a woman, the punishment in England was chop his head off. And if this is how strict the order, law and order used to be. And also, the system used to be so strict that nobody would commit any crime. I remember when I was in Germany, the police system there was very, very strict. It was known that people used to shake with fear with the name of Polizei, means police. And there was so much, everything was so peaceful, at least those days, that anybody, we could roam around in the streets at 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We used to come home at midnight. And the girls also used to be completely fearlessly roaming around. Even at late at night, there was no problem. And why? Because the police system is so strong. Everybody knew that if anybody committed a crime and he was caught, the police will be there and they will be punished. But now what has happened? The police system has become so weak. Like I remember once I was shocked to see that the policemen were taking bribe in public in Calcutta. And it has become a common thing now. In Calcutta there are some roads, important roads. The policemen, there are two police constables. One person is controlling the traffic and other constable just goes to the trucks passing by. You stop the truck and in public you take money from the truck driver. So when police take bribes, where will be law and order? Because that is clear that by paying bribe to the police, you can get away. Police is there to maintain the law and order. Now if police take bribe, then how can there be law and order? Now this is the age of Kali. And we can see that 5,000 years ago, Shamik Rishi could foresee that. And that's why he is saying that because we have cursed the king, and now Kali will enter. And Kali will enter and all kinds of social ills will start to prevail. Now what to do? That's why Prabhupada was so emphatic. Re-establish Varnashram. That is the only solution for this age. We have to re-establish Varnashram system. We have, because it is through Varnashram system that Dharma will be established. Through democracy, what has happened? Adharma has been established. Through democracy, Adharma is being established. Now, in order to bring back Dharma, we have to establish Varnashram. And that's where Prabhupada's clear indication was, that we have to establish Varnashram all over the world. Difficult job. But if Kali could, can you imagine how difficult a job it was when Parikshit Maharaj was ruling? When Parikshit Maharaj was ruling, it was a very difficult job for Kali to establish his kingdom. But now that Kali has established his kingdom, it's equally difficult for us to establish Dharma. It'll be difficult. For Kali it took 5,000 years. Let us see how long it takes us. Even if it takes 5,000 years, so what? Let's try. When Kali entered, he entered in a very, very humble, very simple way. So similarly now that we are establishing Dharma, we are trying to establish Krishna consciousness, we have to struggle hard. We simply have to become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representatives. We have to become the agents of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, soldiers in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Then only we will be able to defeat Kali. Soldier, what is the business of a soldier? Soldier's business is to fight. So similarly, we have to recognize that our business is to fight against Kali. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's soldiers of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan army, we have to take up the responsibility to fight. If we just eat and sleep, then what will happen? If a soldier just eats and sleeps, will he be able to fight any battle? Similarly, we have the soldiers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan army, we have to become serious about our business. We have to go to the battlefield and fight. And the battlefield is the world today. The whole world has become the battlefield. And we have to fight this battle. Everywhere Kali has spread his influence. What are we going to do? We have to become serious. We have to fight means we have to establish the principles of dharma. First by practice and then by preaching. We have to practice it ourselves and we have to preach. We should not take life easily. Oh, it's a nice temple, we are everything is happening so easily. Now let us just eat and sleep. Will that be right thing to do, Ganga Narayan? What should the devotees do then? Therefore, go out, distribute books, go out, preach, go out. There is no need to waste your time. Just go out and fight. Distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Recently I saw this book distribution stopped. Last time I came, I had to push it. Go out. There is no need, just the pujari department, minimum number of pujari department, and a few devotees, those who are importantly needed in the temple. Otherwise, everybody should go out. Especially now, for Christmas marathon, winter marathon. Everybody. How many are going out in book distribution? Nine only. How many devotees are in the temple? 45 devotees in the temple. And only nine are going out. Rather, nine should stay in the temple and the remaining 36 devotees should go out. And Matajis also, congregation also should be inspired to go out, distribute books. So I'll have a meeting before I leave this time to figure out how to have how to organize our marathon. We have to, Bimal Krishna, we have to organize the book distribution. Ganga Narayan, we'll have a meeting today about that. Don't become complacent. Take your life seriously. When you go back, say, after death, if Vishnu Duta asks you, so what did you, or Jamraj asks you, so what did you do? What will be your answer? At least you should be able to say, I have distributed so many books of Srila Prabhupada. And then Jamraj will say, okay, go back to Godhead. So become serious about spiritual life. This time I couldn't have an Ishtagoshti, but let's see. Today also I was. Tomorrow probably we'll try to have an Ishtagoshti. Even if I can't have an Ishtagoshti tomorrow, because I have some important meetings tomorrow, today also I have quite a few things to do. But always remember, what is the theme of our Ishtagoshti for last so many months, or since the beginning of this project, we can say. The theme of the Ishtagoshti, you remember? We are here to create a garden. And in the garden, what kind of plants you need? The flowering plants and weeds. Do we want to cultivate weeds in the garden? So weeds we have to get rid of. So don't become a weed, become a flowering plant. So that you'll beautify this garden. You will enrich the garden, bear fruits and flowers of Krishna consciousness. And now you understand why I am so strict. Because as I said, if I am not strict, all kinds of undesirable activities will start going on. Law and order has to be established. There has to be. Otherwise, everything will fall apart. Now, are we trying to do everything here for it to fall apart, or we are here to establish things for the future? We often remind everybody that this is the beginning. What we are doing is just the beginning. We came to Ujjain 2 years back and we just started our activities. And many, many things will happen here. We haven't come here to establish a dharamshala. We have come here to establish a Krishna conscious movement. It's a movement that we have to establish. So, be enthusiastic about your own sadhana, about your own spiritual life. Be enthusiastic about practicing the process. And be enthusiastic about distributing the wealth of Krishna consciousness to others. Becomes very serious about that responsibility. You are seeing, do you see from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam what is the condition of this world and what should be done? Should we allow what is happening to carry on? Should we just let things go on the way it is going on? Or should we try to improve the situation? Should we try to rectify the situation? Srila Prabhupada took so much trouble all throughout his life. For what? What was Srila Prabhupada's purpose? What was Srila Prabhupada's mission? Please become serious about spiritual life. And to be a flower in the garden means what? To become a flowering plant means being productive in Krishna consciousness. Become productive, become serious about your spiritual life so that you can make spiritual advancement and help others to make spiritual advancement. Then only we will become proper representatives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Okay, no question. So, you can have a little kirtan.